In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Alex Tuck out of the corner. Just got a touch on it. He'll try to keep it in at the line. He does, and then lost in a breakaway here for Pearson. Pearson in behind everybody. Scores! Jets take the lead on a turnover. And Pearson with the goal.
That's your game winner. Winnipeg, early second period. Tanner Pearson's fourth at 2:22. Put the Jets up 2-1, and they go on with it by a 4-1 margin. That is our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you back here to the post game, thanks to Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray for their call from Winnipeg. I'm Brian Culziel. Buffalo only getting one goal on a night that they outshoot the Jets 34-23, but unable to beat Eric Comrie only one time. And now 0-2 on the road trip of six games here. And I'll say it before we get to Paul Hamilton. I thought a trip with the quality of opponents that they were playing, which I didn't put really at a high level, Philadelphia, a fringe, you know, wildcard spot team, followed by five other teams that are all out of the playoffs right now in the West. Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Seattle, Vancouver. All of them are not in a playoff position. I thought like 4-1-1 was the goal, and I thought the worst case it had to be 4-2. And well, they're 0-2, so I guess that's not trending in the right direction. But nevertheless, the Sabres only get one. They'll try and do better on Monday at Calgary, 9 o'clock against the Flames. All right, let's get to Paul Hamilton now. Paul, one goal. They had 34 shots. They were around the net, but could never cash in more than just once.
They weren't hard around the net. I mean, they were a couple times, but not as much as they needed to be. You know, Comrie, good for him. I mean, he came back, did much, much better than he did in Buffalo. When yep. everything was going in on him, he made the saves he had to make. He did make a really good 1-6-on-5 on Zucker. His best save was probably right at the end there on Zucker, making that save that, you know, all that would have done is made it 3-2. And Buffalo has not scored a 6-on-5 goal all year, and they've given up 10 when they're 6-on-5. So just another debacle there. But, you know, Buffalo's best players in this game were their worst players. It's pretty simple. I mean, just start there and end there. You don't have to talk about people around the net. You don't have to talk about battles. You don't have to talk about anything but their best players were their worst players. They were turning the puck over. They weren't winning battles. You know, Norris was on the ice for three goals against and was directly involved in two of them. Actually, he was kind of involved in the empty netter too, but at least he gave a great effort to try to tie up Vilardi. He just couldn't do it as Vilardi was coming down the slot with an empty net. So I'm not going to get on him too hard on that. He gave that a really good effort. But, you know, on the first goal, he's standing there and just loses the best goal scorer Winnipeg has in Connor. You know, so Connor's so wide open. He not only can get the first shot, he can get the second shot, and he's still not knocked down. And, you know, he gets turned around in the neutral zone and loses a guy who hasn't scored all year. And, you know, he walks in by himself because of that. And there's Norris trailing behind. It's just when your best players are your worst players, you're not going to win hockey games.
Yep. And, Paul, I feel like us talking about Thompson, Tuck, and Dahlin, who I consider their top three players, being inconsistent, it's been a huge storyline this year. This is not the first time we've brought this up. This is not going to be the last time we bring it up. But I think for the most part that they've been getting better secondary scoring when healthier with some of these guys than I thought they would be. Jason Zucker closing in on 10 goals already, considering he missed time. Josh Doan, I didn't think would have this much offense, I'll be honest, during that trade. He's got a good amount of production here. Even the defensemen, again, not just talk about their defensive side of things, but Bo Byram and Matias Samuelsson, probably Paul are almost already at maybe what I thought they might have for the season already. If Samuelsson maybe already exceeding that. So they're getting these goals that maybe would be what you'd consider to be bonuses along the way. But their power play, you know, I know they get one tonight, but in general, minus Zucker, I think it's been disappointing. And those top three, again, like, they just need more out of that. I know it sounds like we're dumbing this down, but I think it's really the right recipe. These other teams, it's Connor again that comes through. And, you know, they are getting their best players to perform, and the Sabres are not.
It's not like, well, they're okay. In many games, they're horrendous. Forget about okay. They're horrendous. 10 of Buffalo's 34 shots came from Connor Timmins and Jason Zucker. Really?
Yeah.
Really? 10 of your 34 shots came from those two? Where's everybody else? Alex Tuck had 2 shot attempts. Okay. Tage Thompson had 7. 3 on the net. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out. The only reason I know Tage Thompson had a jersey on is I saw him give the puck away on the goal that was ruled offside. It didn't directly lead to the goal, but it didn't give Buffalo a chance to get the puck out. And about 10 seconds later, the puck was in the net. That's the only thing I remember him for in this game. I didn't even know he dressed. I mean, really? And I think Lindy Ruff saw enough, too. Tage Thompson played 16:55. I think that's all you need to know about what Lindy Ruff thought of him.
Yeah.
Alex Tuck played 16:09. You know, I think tells you right there. Josh Norris played 15:43. You know, because, I mean, Josh Norris played one more minute than Peyton Krebs did. So that just tells you right there what Lindy Ruff thought of those guys, and I don't blame him.
4-1 Winnipeg. Sabres fall to 0-2 on this road trip with 4 to go. Calgary next on Monday, then Edmonton, then Vancouver, then Seattle. Paul, the Sabres are 2-8-2 on the road this season. Both of those wins are in the shootout. So they haven't had a regulation road win this year or an overtime road win this year. Why are they so bad away from KeyBank Center? Beyond maybe what we've already discussed, is there anything else to pile on here?
No, it's what we talked about. Yeah. If your best players aren't your best players and you're on the road, you're not going to win because the home team already has the advantage with the fans behind them and everything.
And they get the second change, you know, all or
right.
The, you know,
exactly.
The line
they get
matching,
all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, you've basically you know, put yourself way behind the eight ball. Because of that. So it's just they're not a good team.
Yeah.
They don't have a good GM. Their coach doesn't seem able to get has had this team for a year and a half. He does not seem to have the answers to get this team to perform. I don't even know if they're capable of performing because Don Granato couldn't get them to perform. Nobody seems to be able to get these guys to perform, but I've seen Tuck and Thompson play a lot better than this. And Darlene, for the most part, has played well. I didn't like him at all tonight, but for the most part, I think has played well. But as we outlined in the pregame, you have four defensemen who have just been awful this year, for the whole year, not just on a little streak. Just awful. And I think part of Timmins' problem is Timmins should not be playing 18 and a half minutes like he did tonight. Timmins should be your sixth defenseman and maybe get 14 or 15 minutes. You know, that's what he should be doing. But because of injuries, you know, he's been playing more than he probably should be. Well, not probably, than he should be. You know, your top four was supposed to be Kesselring with Timmins, your number six guy. Beginning of the year, I thought maybe Samuelson would be playing with him, but Samuelson has earned the right to be in the top four. And, you know, Byram, you know, they signed him to be a top four defenseman. He's been anything but this year. So, yeah, that's just you're not gonna win in a pond hockey game. You're not gonna win in a street hockey game. You're not gonna win anywhere on the road, at home, on somebody's roof, or anywhere else if your best players are consistently not your best players.
Paul, what did you make of Luukkonen's play tonight?
Well, I know a lot of fans, many fans, I won't generalize, I will say many fans, will blame Luukkonen for every single goal that goes in because they can't stand him and they have an agenda, so they want to be right. So everything that happens is Lukanen's fault, like the first goal. Really? I wasn't aware Luukkonen was supposed to back off and pick up the guy who's standing there, Connor, all by himself next to the net. I didn't realize that was Lukanen's guy. I didn't realize that Luukkonen was supposed to not give the puck away at the opposing blue line and, you know, cause a 2-on-0 the other way. I didn't realize that was Lukanen's fault. I didn't realize that Luukkonen was the guy who spun around at the red line and allowed a guy who hadn't scored all year to go blow him by him and then, you know, come free down the left circle. I didn't realize that was Lukanen's job either, too. So everybody's mistakes get blamed on Luukkonen because fans hate him and they want him out of here and they want to be right. And so it doesn't matter how he plays. As soon as a goal goes in, I get Luukkonen sucks. He shouldn't be here. Why is he still here? Well, if you look at the numbers, his numbers are quite a bit better than the other two. You know, he had put together a pretty good, group of games. And I wouldn't blame him for tonight.
4-1 the final. Paul, the road trip. I don't know if you heard what I said to start with, but I thought with where the teams are in the standings, like 4-1-1 seemed like something maybe was a reasonable goal. 4-2, worst case. Well, they're 0-2, so it's not trending like that's going to happen. However, I guess maybe upon talking it out loud here, as I'm doing with you, where the Sabres are in the standings, maybe I shouldn't even bother taking that into account because it doesn't matter who they play if they don't play their game right and if their best players aren't good enough. It doesn't matter if they're playing the first team or the last place team.
Yeah, I mean, Calgary beat them in Buffalo, and it was like, well, Calgary is like by far the worst team in the NHL. What is happening here? And starting with that game, I believe Calgary won 3 in a row and won 4 out of 5 and for a little bit got themselves out of the NHL cellar. So that almost springboard them a little bit to, well, we don't think we're as bad as our play has indicated. So now you're back in Calgary. Are you going to do what the Winnipeg Jets did to you and get angry because you just beat them 5-1 and come out and play a really good game to try to get them back? Are you, the Buffalo Sabres, going to get angry that the Calgary Flames walked into your building and embarrassed you? Or are you going to show up and put forth a great effort and have not only your best players show up, but have everybody show up and get good goaltending and, you know, see if you got it in you to pay the Calgary Flames back.
Yep. It did not go well the last time that, obviously these two teams met in Buffalo. So we'll see. Monday night at 9:00. That's the next one. All right, Paul, Well, I appreciate your work tonight. You've got to do some research on this new Iowa State football coach.
Yeah, I read something during one of the commercial breaks that he had told the athletic director that he wanted to be the next coach of Iowa State, like, I think like a couple of years ago. I mean, I guess everybody knew that Matt Campbell would eventually probably leave, mm-hmm. although Matt Campbell kept saying that he wouldn't. I know there were a lot of jobs he turned down. I thought he turned down Ohio State. Now, you told me you don't remember that before the current Ohio State coach showed up. I was almost positive he had turned them down, but I could, you know me trying to remember things. He did he did turn down a very large school, couple of schools, and I know he turned down some NFL jobs, and I want to say it was the Lions for sure and maybe the Browns. But again, it was a while back, and you know I always have to look that kind of stuff up, and my computer just went haywire on me. I had to reset it, so it's not even available to me to look that kind of stuff up. That's why I was talking in generalities about some of the Sabre stuff, because my computer went goofy on me, and I couldn't look up the stat sheet or look it up. So this is a guy that wanted to, comes from Washington State, went 6-6 at Washington State. What I find interesting is this might have been Campbell's worst year. I mean, he had a 5-0 team and they lost 4 in a row, one to Colorado. Colorado's one of the worst teams in the nation. And so this is basically his worst year, but yet he was still in high demand and gets to the Penn State job.
Yep. Paul, thank you for your work tonight. I appreciate it. We will talk to you on Monday with the Sabres in Calgary.
All right, take care.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame as the Sabres fall 4-1 and, again, 2-8-2 on the road now this year. All right, final stats. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit Level BuffaloSabres.com. Shots in the third period end up 9-6 Buffalo, 35-23 in the game, with the Sabres having the edge there. Power plays, there were none in the third. Buffalo goes 1 of 2, Winnipeg 0 of 1. Comrie gets the win with 34 saves, Lucan in the loss with 19 saves. Your three stars are all from the Jets. Pearson, star 3, Comrie, star 2, Koepke, star number 1. Those are your three stars of the game, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts. Ready to improve your home's comfort game plan? Get started at BlueStarHS.com. All right, send us some tweets. We've got a couple here in. You can send some more in at BrianWGR. We'll read some of those when we return, as we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. When we come back, read some tweets, drive around the league, standings update, save of the game, all coming your way here. Final score from Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. Jets 4, Sabres 1. I'm Brian Kulziel. More postgame coming up here as we say goodnight to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening, go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. 4-1 Jets beat the Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen treating this like it's a shootout. Lowry walks in, saved by Luukkonen. Low shot, stopped by Luukkonen. And that murmurs the building here in Winnipeg.
Well, Luukkonen trying to keep his team alive. He comes up big on a save on Lowry on the penalty shot. That was at the halfway mark of period number 2 after Dahlin hooked him. And the officials awarded Lowry a penalty shot. That's our save of the game with Dan Dunleavy on the call. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 4-1 Winnipeg. Sabres fall in front of 13,682 at Canada Life Center. It'll move to Calgary for the next game against the Flames Monday night, 9 o'clock. I'll have the pregame show at 8 right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, let's get connected with our fans now. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'd love to read your tweets after each and every game. Send them in at BrianWGR. Mark says the whole fan base knows the GM and every assistant coach needs to be fired. Lindy needs to mutually part ways. The firing should have happened a long time ago, as the solution clearly is not in the room. If they finish this road trip 0-6, will it finally happen? It's funny, I had a couple of texts just from random friends here throughout the night saying the same thing. Like, what has to happen on this road trip for a change to be made, either with the coaching staff or the GM? And I said, I don't even know if 0-6 will do it, because look at last year. 13 games in a row, the winless streak, nothing happened. Not an assistant coach fired, not a GM fired, not a head coach fired, not even like a mini trade, let alone the quote major shakeup that I know a lot of people are looking for here. Richard said, would Peter DeBoer lower himself to come here? Would anyone? Sorry, it seems like that might have been a foregone conclusion with the lack of moves made by Adams. Yeah, not going to happen here for sure. All right, another one here. Alex says, going to be awesome when Darlene forces his way out this summer. To me, a lot is going to happen with what happens with Tuck's contract. If the Sabres don't figure out Tuck, and now talking about re-signing Tuck right now, he's been very inconsistent. Paul and I talked about it during the intermission. Like, is that distracting him? He's playing his worst hockey since he's been with the Sabres in terms of being consistent. I think Alex Tuck is definitely a top three player on this team. After Thompson and Darlene, like, he's right there for me. We know that he has been passionate about being a Sabre, about growing up a Sabres fan, how he values putting on the Sabre sweater, how he wants to be a leader, how he wants to be a part of the solution. He's said all the right things to be a fan favorite. And for the most part, over his time here with the Sabres since the Eichel trade, I think Alex Tuck has been one of the few bright spots with this team. But this year, it's been very, very inconsistent, very, very up and down. Even the play today at the blue line, it's just sloppy. It's just not what Alex Tuck is all about. And it leads to a goal, which ends up being the game winner, the one that we played, the Tanner Pearson goal. So Tuck is obviously going to be looking for a contract here. Who knows how it played out in the summer, whether there was an official offer made or not. Kevin Adams said they're talking, but we haven't heard from the GM in forever, so who knows what the status is on that. I, to me, think that the symbolism of losing Tuck, even though I know right now, after a game that he didn't play great, probably doesn't sound as strong, but to me, the symbolism of losing Tuck would be like almost the final nail in the coffin in terms of just like where we are with this team. You finally have a player that has the ability to maybe score 30-plus goals in this league, and he actually wants to be with this organization. Let's count all the players that are at level, we'll say, quote, level of all-star or higher, or close to be all-star or higher, that actually want to play for the Buffalo Sabres. Okay, you probably have already stopped counting, because there's none. All right? You've got players that are on this team, but they've got contracts. They're professionals. They're here. If you could ask them off the record, would you love to be playing in an NHL city somewhere else? Bet you a lot of them would be ready to go right away. But if Tuck leaves, the Thompson and Darlene, we would like to be traded voices and noises are going to get loud for sure. I can't see, even again, how Tuck, even though I don't think he's playing great, why this wasn't done earlier. And to me, the fact that the GM has letting it get this far, it's obviously, you know, there's got to be some of this that's bothering Tuck. He's not playing very well. So make a decision on this. And I don't think trading him is the right thing. I think that he still has plenty of years left. And even if you have to give it longer than you want, I think you've got to do it. But Tuck's not giving the Sabres his best right now. And if it's the contract that's being a distraction, well, guess what? You're a general manager. You've got to sit there and say, okay, look at Alex Tuck. Maybe this is bothering him. Like, let's get this done. Or let's make a decision one way or the other here. And if you're not going to re-sign him, well, then make the trade and let's do it right now, because you're not getting the best out of Alex Tuck. Nobody's winning in this scenario. By Tuck not playing his best, Tuck's not happy because his contract's not going to be what he wants it to be. And by Tuck not playing his best, if you're not going to sign him and you're going to trade him, well, then you're not going to get the best in return either. So the best thing for both sides is for Tuck to be at his best. So figure it out, a way to get it done. That's got to get taken care of, to me, very, very quickly.
I think what's been most frustrating about this is that Kevin Adams said at the end of season press conference, re-signing Alex Tuck was priority number one, and it hasn't happened.
Yep. And again, when your GM says that, and then there's no follow through, how capable is he of getting this to the finish line? Like, you need your GM to have that capability to do it, and it hasn't happened. You're right, Evan. Patrick, thanks, Brian and Paul, for the straight talk about the team's performance. It's hard to watch and root for this team. Thank you, Patrick, for the nice words. It's funny. I was just talking with Evan like during the commercial. I'm like, I hope that people that enjoy listening to our Sabres radio coverage and post-game and chats and things like that are not fatigued from us trying to essentially make the same thing sound different. Because, I mean, let's face it here. If you've listened to our post-game shows for the last 14 seasons, most of them have sounded very similar. Do we have the right GM? Is the GM going to be, should be fired? Has the GM messed up enough? Does he not have a pulse of this team that's struggling to make a move? Is the owner even alive and around and willing to say what's happening? How do we know what he's thinking about this team? Do we have the right coach? Why is the special teams a disaster? We've never been able to find a goal. Like these just piles and piles and piles of conversations. I just feel like we just continue to recycle them and go over and over and over again. And my job, hopefully, is to not make it sound so monotonous with the same discussions over and over that you don't change the channel on me. It's really tough. I would love to be talking about different games and different outcomes and different spot positions in the standings. And I would love to not talk about whether or not the GM should be fired. I would love to not talk about who's going to be the next head coach. I would love to be able to talk about who's the next player that's going to want out of here, or the next free agent that somebody's going to try to sign that will never come here because they, you know, want to sign elsewhere because they don't want to come and play for the Buffalo Sabres. I would love to be able to talk all about that. And for the usually the last 50 games of the season, and we're already at this point here again, me sitting here giving you a serious breakdown of what the power play needs, or how could Lindy put him out there for a key draw on the third period, or, oh my God, why did he start Luukkonen tonight when he should have started? Like, none of that even matters because they've been eliminated already. And it looks like I could maybe say the same thing here again. So, you know, these conversations, in essence, in some sense, are wastes because they really don't mean anything. Me sitting here nitpicking about who Lindy should have on the second power play, well, this team is, in general here. Oh, they're eliminated in early December. So why does it really matter at this point? Like, there's bigger fish to fry kind of conversations here. Nothing has really changed. The Sabres are still in last, and fill in the year that you would like to pull up an old post game where we've talked about the same thing. The Sabres are still in last. We're not sure if the general manager is going to, be here anytime soon. We're not sure if they have the right head coach. And this even coaching situation is even more different because you have a guy that was kind of a coaching legend for this team forever. And now his, kind of lasting legacy here, it's almost a little Marv Levy-esque. You know, Marv, a beloved coach for the Bills, comes back as GM. And we all kind of look at that and laugh. Like, oh, that turned out to be a bad idea. Like, are we going to sit here and say the same thing about Lindy here at the end of the season when he doesn't coach anymore? And we're like, yep, bringing him back was a disastrous idea. But, we'll still remember him for all the good stuff, kind of like we do with Marv. But there's no real semblance of any kind of clue of maybe what's going to happen because the owner doesn't talk. Now the GM doesn't talk. And we have no faith that the GM can do what he needs to do anyway here. So we just are, I am the hamster running around the wheel, trying to tell you what maybe could possibly be the reasons or the reasons, and Paul giving you the reasons why this team maybe is struggling or is struggling and what they can do about it. And ultimately, in the end, it feels like we're back having the same conversation again over and over and over again. So, all right. Well, that wasn't where I wanted it to go, but we did, not to get us down here into a dark cloud on a Friday night. We should be excited. It's the weekend. And if you're depressed about the Sabres, the good news is there's no weekend games this weekend. You've got Saturday and Sunday off for Sabres depression. You don't have to come back to it until Monday night against Calgary. That's where the real dedicated Sabre fans come out. When you're listening to our post game at midnight after the Calgary game and after the Edmonton game, and then at 1 a.m. after the Vancouver game, that's where I applaud your dedication. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see what's happening elsewhere. Drive around the league. It's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, light night in the league. Let's see what's happening elsewhere. Vegas in New Jersey tonight, and they shut out the Devils by a score of 3-0. Jack Eichel remember him? 2 assists in the game for the Golden Knights. San Jose and Dallas, they're tied 1-1. 10 minutes to go in the third period in that game. As Macklin Celebrini, so fun to watch. Man, he's got to have Sharks fans excited. The Sharks, by the way, are 13-12-3. There's a team that has, you know, gone past Buffalo in the standings. Utah, a 1-0 lead on Vancouver. Sabres will see the Canucks next week. And just underway out in Anaheim, the Ducks. Yes, the Anaheim Ducks, they're way better than the Sabres, too. They're 16-10-1. They are leading Washington, who lead the Eastern Conference, by the way, 17-9-2. But they're scoreless just 4 minutes into the game there. A couple of quick local college hoop scores to give you. Canisius falls on the road at St. Peter's, 69-57. The Griffs drop to 4-5. Siena rolls Niagara tonight in Albany, 83-54. The Purple Eagles are now 2-6. And a big game tomorrow in local Big Four hoops. 8-1 St. Bonaventure at 8-0 UB. That's at Alumni Arena at 2 o'clock. So that might give you something to do tomorrow. Looking forward to, I'll be heading over there to Alumni Arena tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to watch that. Top 25 action tonight. The big game of the night was in Nashville. Number 11 Gonzaga blows out number 18 Kentucky, 94-59. There are some college football games if you're looking for something to watch here after postgame show. James Madison leads Troy right now 17-14. That game's on ESPN. And a battle of ranked teams on ABC right now. This is the American title game. Tulane leads North Texas right now. Tulane's ranked 24th. North Texas ranked 20th. Vice versa, sorry about that. 24-7. Tulane in front. The Green Wave, great mascot name there. They're in front. Tomorrow, big day of college football with all the title games. The Big 12 game is at noon, BYU and Texas Tech. 4 o'clock, the SEC title game down in Atlanta between Georgia and Alabama. 8 o'clock, the Big 10 game from Indy with number 2 Indiana, number 1 Ohio State. And then the ACC title game at 8 o'clock as well, Duke and number 17 Virginia. Okay. Good sports day tomorrow. Looking forward to that. All right, back to our game. 4-1 Winnipeg the final. The Sabres are 0-2 on the trip. They've got 4 left. It'll start Monday night in Calgary. Well, it'll pick up Monday night in Calgary at 9 o'clock. Paul and I will have the pregame show coming up at 8 right here on the Sabres radio network. Just going to read a couple of more tweets because some nice friendly comments here. I don't mind sticking on here a couple extra minutes. Dave, thank you for your thoughts. He says, I love listening to you and Paul, especially after a poor performance by the Sabres. Somehow your words are consoling to me because you at least give talk straight about the issues. Must be so difficult to keep the talk fresh, but is appreciated. Thank you, Dave. Yes. Listen, I mean, to take you inside my head, I struggle to try to make it not sound like it is the exact same post-game show from a previous game like a week ago because it seems to be the same issues coming up over and over. So it is a challenge. I try to keep it as fresh as possible, even though we know the issues for this team and where they sit in the standings just continue to be the same. So thank you very much for the comments, Dave. I appreciate that. Let's see here. Window pane acid. That's a nice handle right there. Brian, why are we leaving Quinn out? Is also underperforming. He's supposedly a top player. Paul mentions, did Tage Thompson play? I'll ask the same regarding Quinn. I never wanted Ruff back, but the job is requiring talent. This is on the scouting and the GM. Team building was a complete failure. Blue Road Earth says, if Pegula wanted to sign Tuck, he would have signed him, even if you have to overpay a little. There's absolutely no excuse for an absentee owner. Something has to change. It's been a decade and a half. Yep, I would agree. Mark says they're done. This team looks defeated. It might be time for Lindy to step down. I think Lindy's going to at least take it to season's end. I think he feels like he owes it to the franchise and this team to at least give it all he's got here, even though, you know, who knows how much more he really has. Tony, he says, thank you for your honesty and your postgame show analysis. Tony, appreciate that as well. Thank you for all the nice tweets as I try to talk out to you out loud on the radio just how we sit here and spin our wheels with this team over and over and over again, trying to figure out maybe if there is any light at the end of the tunnel. For now, though, that light at the end of the tunnel is going to have to pass, and we'll see if maybe we can find it on Monday night. Sabres and Flames, our next broadcast. For all of you that stayed with us throughout the night, we appreciate it. Again, I'll talk with you Monday on pregame at 8. All right. That'll do it for the postgame. I want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan, for your work tonight. Kyle Powell on our social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. Jets 4, Sabres 1. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the Bills game on Sunday. And I'll talk to you Monday with the Sabres and the Flames right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.